It was a gasworks in a tiny village halfway between Vienna and Bratislava where, 55 years ago, Russian gas started flowing into Western Europe and its dependency on Moscow began. But now that governments have decided to wean themselves off Russian energy because of the war in Ukraine, what is the remaining legacy for the village? You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Alexei Korolev visits the sleepy town of Baumgarten an der March, where Western Europe's dependency on Russian gas began.
Herr Minister Mitterer, der Jahresbericht, den Sie heute vorgelegt haben, hat noch in letzter Minute sozusagen einen besonderen Aufputz erhalten. Sie haben mitgeteilt, dass die sogenannten Erdgasverträge unterzeichnet wurden. Worum geht es dabei?
Es geht darum, das russische Erdgas nach Österreich zu importieren durch die ÖMV.
In July 1968, Austrian Trade Minister Otto Mitterer gave an interview to the country's national broadcaster, ORF. In it, he explained why, a month before, Austria had become the first country in Western Europe to sign a gas deal with Moscow. Russian gas, he said, was cheap, and it would power the Austrian economy.
Es ist also gelungen für Wien, Niederösterreich, Burgenland und die Steiermark ein relativ billiges Erdgas an den Konsumenten zu bringen.
And central to the whole project was the tiny village of Baumgarten an der March near the border with Czechoslovakia.
At 2 o'clock in the morning of the 21st of August, Czechoslovak radio could be heard announcing the arrival of fraternal forces from the Soviet Union. And the announcement was
just weeks after the interview, the Soviet Union invaded Czechoslovakia. But the deal and the gasworks at Baumgarten remained intact. They still are. Austria's energy giant OMV has a contract with Gazprom until 2040.
It was a risk, a long-term deliberate contract, 20 years, with Soviets, which occupied Czechoslovakia. So it was a risk.
Otto Muzelek was managing director of OMV between 1996 and 2007. He says there was good reason why Baumgarten was chosen as the gateway for Russian gas.
It was quite near. It was a couple of kilometers. A pipeline was necessary to construct, crossing the river of March. And therefore, it was relatively easy, despite the Iron Curtain. And the infrastructure in Czechoslovakia was relatively good organized. And therefore, it was possible to make the first deliveries in September. And after that, other European countries signed the contract with the Soviets. Germany, France, Italy, and the Italian decided to transport the gas via Austria, not via Hungary. And we constructed the next metering station in Baumgarten for the Italians, Trans-Austria Gas Line. And after that, the West Austria Gas Line with the French. And the development was so that Baumgarten was developed as a important European hub to import Russian gas, former Soviet gas.
Then, as now, Baumgarten was a quiet backwater, a one-horse town where nothing ever happened. Yet, as Otto Muzelek recalls, for decades before European gas markets were liberalized in the early 2000s, it was the scene of some intense international diplomacy.
Every month, on the fifth working day, every month, it was a big meeting between the international parties, especially with the Russians, to sign the delivery protocols. And at this time, there was 3 to 6 Russian representatives, 1 French, 3 to 5 Italian representatives, every day at Baumgarten. And this was the reason why I'm so often in Baumgarten. There were discussions every day, and we are responsible for the metering, for the gas quality control. Therefore, it was a very, very interesting and a big experience for me, and I enjoyed it.
And even though now Europe wants to move away from Russian energy, Otto Muzelek is convinced that in 1968, Austria made the right call.
The Austrians are always under critic. We are so dependent on Russian gas. That's true, that's no doubt. But many years, more than 50 years, it was, a good step to secure the freedom and the relationship between Russia and Europe, not only Austria and Europe.
Thank you.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written and edited by Alexei Korolyov and produced by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye.
And thank you for listening, City Lovers.